Hello. What's up? What's up? What's up? What's up? What's up? Are we rolling? I think we are rolling. All right. Where do we start? Where do we start? It's the Tripod Podcast, episode 94. Shout out to everybody listening on Apple, Spotify. You already know SoundCloud. I'm not on SoundCloud actually, but if you're watching on YouTube, I'm wearing these shades right now, not shades, glasses, blue light glasses. My girlfriend Kirsten got them for me. I'm very skeptical of these glasses, but I'm trying them out. They're blue light shades, blue light glasses. I'm very skeptical because I feel like anybody could make these glasses and just say it's like, yeah, it helps your eyes, which I feel like you can say that about a lot of things. But I'm trying them out. I do think they kind of work just because, like, every time I take them off, I feel a little relief in me for some reason. And I don't know where that's coming from. Maybe it is like helping me look at screens better. I don't know. I feel a little bit less cross-eyed, you know? But whatever. Every time I wear glasses, I look like my dad in a way. I don't know. Yeah, whatever. Let's see. Yeah, 94, episode 94. Let's see. What do I start? Let's just start with this. I got a big announcement. I have a huge announcement. Bigger. Okay, actually, I did graduate last week with my master's degree in accounting from Texas Tech University, but I have a huge announcement. Basically, something I've wanted my whole life. The only reason why I've been in college, the only reason why I even do this school stuff, is to get a good, consistent income somewhere, a consistent, like, situation, a very good, reliable source. I got an offer from an accounting this week, and I don't want to say the name. I don't know what the legal aspect of all of that is, so I'm just gonna say an accounting firm. A very good accounting firm. I really like this accounting firm. And I'm going to accept the offer today. I have the document right here. Yeah, because I don't want to say the name because I don't know what legal aspect, or I don't know if these people are watching, whatever. I just don't want to risk anything. So I'll be starting in September. That's pretty traditional. Like, I know it's May, but the tradition is having your accounting, the new accounting graduate starts in the fall. Just because, like, I think they really push the CPA aspect, certified public accountant aspect of things. Just to give you some time and a break, you know. But man, this is bigger than anything. I don't care about degrees. I hate all that to me is all fluff. All that is a little fake to me. It's great. I'm not trying to put down degrees. But there's a bigger plan. You have to use your degree. You can't let the college use you. You can't let the degree use you. You gotta use the degree in college for your benefit. You know, so I'm a real big believer on that, because it's just like cool, you can graduate, but what are you gonna do with it? Like, I don't, like, a lot of people waste 4 years of money and finances and for nothing. Like, I'm gonna take these classes up actually. But I don't know, to me it's just kind of like the bigger situation is like, what are you gonna wear, or what are you gonna get your degree in that's going to help you get a great start in your 20s and 30s and on the lines. And, you know, accounting is, I think accounting is the best degree in college by far, because it's a skill. It's bigger than life. It's bigger than college. It's bigger than education. You're an entrepreneur. You're an entrepreneur. Like, you need a college degree in accounting or business to be able to become a certified accountant. Like, you need a degree to be able to be at this firm. Like, I could not get this offer if I didn't get a degree. So there are a lot of employment situations where you don't need degrees. You don't need, like, you can just go in GED high school and start, you know. So I always wanted to make sure I was very purposeful in my degree, because I'm anti-college. I hate college. Like, I'm very anti-college when it comes to just everything. Like, college is horrible if you pick a horrible major, because it's like, I don't know, a lot of people use college as like a time to party and fun, which is okay, which is fine, but it's so such a short-term thing. It's such an instant gratification thing. I'm like, you do, like, I think people forget, like, you live in your 30s and 40s and 50s. Like, you can have a very interesting, enjoyable life. Okay, let me get off that soapbox. But yeah, this is a big deal to me. I mean, it's like I'm trying to hold it in as much as I can, because I can't really believe it as well. But I'm really humble in it. Oh, that's horrible to say. I'm not PC like that. This is a podcast. Okay, whatever. It'll be difficult for sure. And I take it one day at a time. I'm not satisfied. Oh, this is so cheesy. Yeah. Let me just sign this thing. Document. Here's documents. What I'm gonna do probably is sign it right now. I'm trying to, like, all right. Here's a paper if you're looking. Yeah, this is horrible. I hope that wasn't. No one watches this anyway. I got like 10, 20 listeners. Whatever. Documents to return. Okay. I'm gonna sign this, and I think the deadline is actually tomorrow. So I'm going to sign this, take a picture of it, send it through email to the firm. We'll move on. Let me sign this thing. All right, let me sign this. I've already looked at this a lot. Blah, blah, blah. Cool. Where is this? Okay, I know all about this. Okay. I think I have to actually sign two places for some reason. One is the actual offer. The second one is, oh, for that. Okay. Wait. Three things. Wow. Okay. The reason why I'm like very not telling people like where I'm at, because accounting firms are very, there's a big deal on independence. And so it sounds so fancy, but it's not that big of a deal. It's basically because you just can't, you have to be confidential in things. Like, how do I say this? It's not that big, because we look at finances of things, of businesses, that we can't really tell the public, or we can't even tell people that we're like auditing this certain business. I mean, I remember my internship last spring, I was auditing some businesses that I kind of know of. Like, I kind of, like, there was one that was very, very personal. And I was like, wow. I'm just like looking at all, it feels so illegal to like just be like looking at all this, But yeah, there was one I remember particularly in my internship that it was extremely personal. Like the business was extremely personal, and it was like in my life for a great period of time. So it was, and it's an independence thing. We're very, I don't know what to call it. It's just like it sounds fancier than what it is, but at the same time, I get it because you don't want your auditor to just be out here like, yeah, we did this business, we did that business to like everybody and family and friends, because this is kind of, I don't know, this is kind of a thing. I think ethically as well, like there's a big thing on ethics and independence. And I'm that type of dude, like I'm not gonna say, like I'm very I get it. Like, yeah, I don't know. It's a lot, I guess. All right, let's sign all this. Three signatures, three things. Where's the pen? All right, this is the pen I've been using a lot. Can you practice my signature? Okay, let's practice my signature. Is there any way I can do this without? Okay, if you're watching on YouTube, I'm trying to like get as close. Ooh. Wow, this is an interesting angle. Okay. I'm really okay. I'm really watching. I'm really watching. Whatever. I don't know. It's not a big deal. I'm practicing my signature. Okay, that's a good pen. I like that. Okay, let's try it again. Cool. All right, I like it. Okay, let's sign this thing. Yeah, let's put that on. Okay, I know all this. Here it is. Okay. Yeah, you can't see my eyes on YouTube. All right, here we go. Boom, boom, boom. Got this, got that, got this. Blah, 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 blah. Employment. Okay, do I sign this? I'm always confused. Do I like cursive it or do I print it? It doesn't say signature. Okay, this one, there's another one that says signature. Oh man, this is a lot of things. Let me see. Signature. This is so confusing. Okay, this first one's very confusing because I think it wants my signature. Mean, okay, I can print this out again. It's not that big of a deal. Okay, signature. Let's do it. All right, here we go. Here we go. Let's do it. Wow. Okay, date. Wow. Okay. Okay, blah, blah, blah. I make a big deal out of everything else, to be honest. Okay, let's do it again. Mean, I could totally send this in. They could just be like, man, never mind. So, whatever. I'm prepared for anything, honestly. All right, signature. Let's do it again. Did it? All right, date. Chapter three. Because I think I have to have somebody else sign it from the firm as well.
All right. Now let's sign the last one. Okay. I've read all of it. Okay, so this one has wants me a signature and my printed name. All right, print name. Cool. Dates. Voila. I did it. I did it. Wow. All right. It's official. It is official. Cool. Voila. All right. Send it back to ESPN Sports Center. That's it. I gotta return this, gotta print it, send it, email it, and I guess I'm good. So, well, really cool. It was really cool. Let's see. Yeah, official. Man, this is kind of crazy. I've been interviewing left and right. So it's good to have something come my way. I mean, a lot of good accounting firms out there. So I'm really happy with this decision. And I feel like I'm a sports editor. I like it. I'm happy with the decision. A great start, great career. I'm 24, about to be 25. Like, I don't know. I'm good. Like, I'm happy. Like, there's nothing to be sad about. Like, I'm content. I mean, I think it's better to be content than anything. I'm very great because this is what I need. Like, I needed something like a post-college. Like, I needed something to income-wise, consistent. Either way, look at it. Like, this is an industry where it's very entrepreneurial. It's you can do things outside of your firm. You can do like very separate, of course, independent. Yeah. So great. It's a great situation going on right now. I'm very blessed. Why did I say that word? why did I say blessed? Because, I'm happy with decision, and it's good to have something in that part of my life, because I've been education heavy so much, and so I've always never had to like rely on or worry in a way about like where I will be after education. And so I've maxed out on education, especially like right now for sure. I know people always say PhDs, but PhDs, I'm anti-PhD because it's like, what more do you need to learn? Like there's a point where like you gotta stop learning and like start doing, you know what I mean? So whatever, that's a whole other tangent. All right, that's the document. Signed it, got to scan it, print it, and end it, send it. Cool, awesome. Yeah. It's booming. Business is booming. But let's see. Really good. I'm really emotional in a way. Well, it's kind of cool. Yeah. Really cool. Really cool. Let's see. What else? Okay. I got a little bit left. Let's talk about playoffs, man. NBA playoffs. The Lakers won last night. Very nerve-wracking. I thought the Warriors were going to win. I predicted the Warriors would win because they're on a hot streak right now. They're playing out of their minds. Steph is playing out of his mind. Wiggins is helping. It's like if Wiggins is average, they're pretty good. But I don't know. I kind of hope the Warriors win the next game, the playing game. That'd be really cool. Man, if the Lakers lost last night, there'd be so much pressure for that last game for the eighth spot, for the final spot. What else? I'm going to do predictions. But, man, if the Warriors get the 8th seed, they could be very interesting against the Jazz. One of these teams is fake, Jazz or the Suns. One of those teams are frauds. Right now, it might be the Suns just because they're going to play LeBron. Man, it's kind of weird. Like, you know, as a LeBron fan, I'm not really scared of the Suns. I'm more scared of the Clippers and Nuggets, and they're the 3-4 seed, than the Suns. But whatever. Let's see. What else? Okay, predictions. Warriors. I hate to be chalk when I do NBA playoffs, but I mean, that's kind of how it is in a way until the later rounds. I'll do conference. Okay. Who's the fourth? Clippers, Mavs. The Mavs, my team, Mavs. I really hope they win the first round. I do think there's a better chance at winning this round than the last year we played them because of the fact that I think we are more prepared to play without Porzingis this time. I think we definitely were more reliant on KP for obvious reasons. Because like he was playing a lot more. KP has been very in and out of this team, and I think Dallas is just over him as a city. Like I'm over him personally. I gave him too many chances. I give him a lot of chances. So, like, I don't just give out chances like that. But I really hope the Mavs win or at least makes it a classic or something. Let's see. I do think the Clippers and Bucks are the teams to watch for because they're not really under pressure like that crazy. Because there were such disappointments last year that I think, like, if they lost again, they'd be like, look what we said, you know, like, it'd be a double down type of thing. It's like, and people would forget about them in a week. But, man, the Nets are going to win. Like, let's grow up and stop hypothetically speaking. The Nets are going to win. Let's pull up our pants, tighten them. It's a horrible analogy. And let's just grow up and say the Nets are going to win the championship because – Harden, no one can beat Harden, Irving, and KD. I don't care what LeBron has on the Lakers right now. I don't care if Caruso guarding him. Caruso's not guarding Kyrie. LeBron can contain Kevin Durant. KD's going to get his 30. Harden is going to get his 30. It's just like you don't need defense when you have an amazing offense. Like, I don't, this whole defense wins championships, okay, whoop-de-doo. Can you score? Can your defense, can your championship defense score? Like, the Lakers have a great defense, number one defense in the NBA, apparently. But, I mean, they got LeBron. I mean, I don't know. It's very tough. My first impression, Nets will beat the Lakers in the NBA Finals. Let's see. That's my like mainstream prediction. That's what I would have bet money on. But if I was wanting to be wild and like, if I wanted to be wild about my picks, I would say the Jazz versus the 76ers. That's my wild card. Only because out of the Jazz and Suns, I think the Jazz are more for real than the Suns. And I think the Sixers not having to play the Nets or the Bucks in the second round will very help them with their matchup in the conference finals, health-wise and fatigue-wise. I think the only thing that helps the Sixers is that the Nets are very bad on defense when it comes to Embiid and just that whole Sixers team. It's shown in the past this year. And the Nets are going to be kind of like the Bucks are going to be a tough out. Like the Nets, it might be a 5-6 game series versus the Bucks. Like they're going to beat the Bucks, but it's still going to be very tiresome, and they're going to have to play while the Sixers are playing the Hawks or the Knicks, you know. Who's the sixth seed? Blazers, yeah, wow. Yeah, the Lakers, like, I mean, the play-in game was the most stressful part of this playoff run without LeBron's about to go on. I think if they beat the Suns, the first round's going to be the toughest just because I think once the Lakers get momentum, that's all they need to make a title run. That's why I was worrisome about the play-in and the first round is because they don't have any momentum right now. Last night was the first game LeBron was 100% at, like, mentally for him, because I know last weekend he was still, like, kind of prepping and, like, being worrisome. But I think once the Lakers – if the Lakers beat the Suns, they're going to the championship. I don't care who, when, what, why, because they need momentum. They're big on momentum. It's hard to gain momentum when you're just starting from right – from ground zero, you know. If they were on a 10-game win streak ending the season, I wouldn't be worried. But the fact that they've been so horrible, like injury some, and I mean, I think COVID is really hurting LeBron's health with the whole, like, you know, they played October. They're about to now make another playoff run. So I definitely think LeBron's going to be tired after this playoff run. I think he's like, all right, 3 more months or 2 more months, and let's just call it a day. Yeah, for sure, for sure. Let's see. What's up? What else? My predictions, if I had to bet money, Jazz, Lakers will beat the Jazz in the Western Conference Finals. The Nets will beat the Sixers in the Western Conference Finals. Again, I'm making these predictions off money-wise. Jazz beat the Warriors. Clippers beat the Mavericks. Nuggets beat the Blazers. I think it's going to be all chalk. The biggest upset I would say that would happen in the first round is, of course, the Lakers over the Suns. But besides them, I think the Mavs have the best chance to be the lower seed that beats the higher seed. I think I'd put them as a wild card. The wild card in the East, besides the three teams, I mean, the Knicks. Yeah. The Knicks or – oh, Alexa.
I'm having trouble connecting to the internet.
I didn't even say anything, Alexa.
Take a look at the help section in your
Whatever.
Alexa app.
I think the Knicks are the only team – Celtics? Ah, man, I don't know. All those teams just need to die, honestly. I don't even think there is a wild card in the East, honestly. I mean, the Bucks, but outside the top three, I don't know. I mean, the Knicks, based off default – I don't know. I think the Mavs have the best chance at just – besides the Lakers, of course. I'm not even considering the Lakers. I don't even think of the Lakers as a 7 seed right now. But I think the Mavs have the best wild card chance to just mess up the playoffs from a low seed standpoint. But yeah, that's about it for sure. What else? Yeah, it's gonna be tough. Nets and Lakers is what my final prediction. It's gonna be a very interesting finals if that happens. That'll be very fun. LA versus Brooklyn, really cool. What else? That's about it. I'm gonna end it right there. But yeah, I just wanted to sign my little firm documents and. On my podcast. All right, shout outs, song of the week. Song of the week. Company by 24K Golden featuring Future. I hope 24K, I like 24K Golden. I actually knew about him before Mood in my hipster rap phase. At a point, I mean, everybody kind of knew about him. Well, no. I only knew about him because he had the song called Drop Out of College. And I was in college, so, you know, it's kind of, you know, whatever. You know what I mean. And featuring Future, which I thought was a very interesting feature to get on your first album, like your first mainstream album. Shout out Texas Tech, graduation, all that mess. It was a good weekend, and that's about it. I'm good. That's all I got. All right, thank you for watching. Peace, and see you all in the future. Peace. Boom.